Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Lift your voice with laughter, rejoicing, praise in your heart. And say, Father, we give you praise. I'd like for you to honor him. Honor him with the fruit of your lips. Come on. And bless his holy name this morning. Bless him. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. PPC family, I'd like for us to be very grateful. I'd like for us to be very, very grateful and discerning this morning. And say, Father, we give you praise for all you're doing, for your mighty hand that is so strong. Oh, we are so grateful. We honor you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, for amazing testimonies, for answers to prayers. Oh, Jesus, for the things you make happen and available amongst us. Daddy, there is no words. We just want to thank you. We just want to thank you. We just want to give you praise. Go ahead this morning. Lift your voice loud and clear and give him praise. Lift your voice loud and clear and exalt him. Exalt the one who sits upon the throne forever and ever. Exalt the one who answers prayers. Oh, go ahead. Let everything within you bless him. Let everything within you praise his holy name. Oh, we give you praise. We honor you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. The Ancient of Days. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Oh, Elohim. We just honor you. We just honor you, Jesus. We are grateful. We are so, so grateful. Oh, glory to Jesus. Lift your voice loud and clear. Lift your voice loud and clear and give God praise. Lift your voice loud and clear and give him praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. We honor you. Go ahead. Lift your voice and bless him. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We give you praise. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, to restore to just please go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. For amazing testimonies, for amazing answers to prayers. Certainly is not done with our lives. He's still doing amazing things. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise, Jesus. Rakoseflen de Kredish to Krende Rokoshinti. Oh yes. We give you praise. We give you praise, Jesus. Ronde keroko stoplen de rogoshente. Segedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegede. Oh, rende keroko suplen de kredishte. Ronde krende rogoshente rogoshente. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you answer prayers always. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. I said, in Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Now, by the grace of God, throughout this week, we've been looking at the lifter of men. The lifter of men. The lifter of men. And I said something very important, and I want to, I want to bring it again. I said mercy, alright, also plays a very important role when it comes to the work of lifting. Mercy plays a very important role when it comes to the work of lifting. Mercy plays a very important role when it comes to lifting. What mercy does is to reform to your advantage what was clearly meant to bring you down. Mercy converts to your advantage. And sometimes what was clearly meant to bring you down, alright, is also a mistake that you have made. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes the truth is that the devil is not just all out empty ground trying to do some very funny things. Sometimes the problem is that the devil has legitimate reasons to bring the oppressions, because a believer has failed in his own responsibility. Maybe something happened and God began to place in your heart and said, there's a season open over your life. I want you to do this and take this step of faith. Now, this believer failed too. All right? Because of elements of fear that if I should do this, what is going to happen? How will my family survive? How will this? And because of that, the believer missed a season. So when God said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts and the canker have eaten, he did not stop there. He said, my great army that I sent amongst you. Meaning that sometimes devourers are allowed to come. Not because God just wants to be wicked, but because somebody has not partnered with him in faith in bringing to pass what he wants to do in the person's life. Are you following what I'm saying? So now the devil has legitimate ground. For this ground to be shifted, something must speak that is beyond the claims of justice. Yes, Christ has paid the price for your sins. But as touching the subject of lifting, you have heard in this area, and the devil is taking advantage of it. So when mercy speak, mercy cause that the years that the locusts, the cankerworms have eaten, is restored. It is the principle of restoration. Praise God. So mercy brings to your advantage what was clearly meant to destroy you, even if you do those things with your hand. I want us to lift a voice, a cry this morning. We did that yesterday. We'll do it again. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Sometimes you will discover that you may pray for every other thing, but you don't ask for mercy. Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, show me mercy. Please, your voice loud and clear. Jesus, thou son of David, please go ahead. Please go ahead. Please go ahead. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. That was the cry of that blind guy. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. There are times in a man's life that the best thing that can speak now is mercy. Why? Because the fellow has failed in certain areas, and the fellow has become a lawful captive of the mighty. The devil has legal reasons and say yes. Because the fellow did not obey God in this regard. There are reasons to afflict. There are reasons to delay the person's life and all that. But you are asking this morning, Jesus, thou son of David, let the principle of mercy that makes room for lifting, let it speak over my life. Please go ahead. Please go ahead. Lift your voice loud and clear. Please go ahead. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Please, let's take this very serious. I told you yesterday that the principle of mercy is what is behind the restoration of lost time. Ideally, time is faithful. So when you miss it, it ought not to come back. Time is not just faithful. The content of time, called season, that's kairos, is also faithful. Meaning that loaded in a timeline are moments that God has planted that certain things should happen. Faithfully so they will pass. While we count the calendar time and the time on our clock, God has appointed that certain things should be for certain season. Just like a train carrying certain passengers, they should alight at certain bus stop. If you miss it, ideally you ought to have missed it. It is the principle of mercy that said, having gotten to destination, go back again. There is somebody you need to pick. Are you following what I'm saying now? Please, I'd like for you to understand what I'm saying. Some of us have made certain mistakes that ordinarily we should be in it and struggle for some years. But for mercy this morning, I'd like us to lift our voice. Father, for every season and time, moment I have lost because of failure to cooperate with you, failure to discern, failure to see what you are doing. My Father, my God, I cry out this morning. Please pray. Please pray. I am crying out this morning. Show me mercy. Jesus, thou son of David, I am asking for a restoration of lost time. Certain things should have happened, yes, I know. But it seems I missed it. Please, prayer of mercy are prayers of humility. They are prayers of humility. I know certain things should have happened. I know this and that should have happened. I know it was not that the devil fought on empty ground. I missed it myself. I know it was because I did not cooperate with you. Now I'm asking, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Have mercy on my family. Have mercy. Beloved, please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Jesus, thou son of David, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now listen to this. You will pray this prayer with every strength within you. Every season of delay I activated with my own mouth. Every season of delay I activated ignorantly. My Father, my God, now I renounce them. Listen to this. Listen to this. Anytime you tell people, probably out of jealousy, out of envy or ignorance, that you open your mouth and say to people, whether ahead of you or your contemporary, that it is not about the result. You have said, I have deactivated results in my life. That's the meaning. Anytime you say it's not about money, it's not about wealth, you are saying, I deactivate it. Why? If it is not about it, I don't care about it. So sometimes people have said certain things only to go back and expect what they have deactivated. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Are you following what I'm saying? You cannot understand the principle that brings certain things. You cannot be a man who understands abundance and speak against it. No. You cannot understand the principle of increase and say it's not about, don't mind them, it's not about those money. It's not about wealth, it's not about size of church. Go ahead now and say, Father, I receive mercy in all the ways I orchestrate and activate a season of delay, such as I'm seeing now. My Father and my God. Mercy is the protocol that can speak for me now. Please go ahead. I beg you in the name of God, lift your voice loud and clear. Lift your voice loud and clear. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now I heard this very powerful story from a very reliable source. And when I mean I'm not going to have essay by the grace of God at this phase of my life. Something happened years back. I mean, somebody had to come and reach out and request for prayer. The fact, the fellow had to vent, alright, because access was not granted due to protocol and all that. Years ago when Bishop Oyedepo was ministering in Kaduna, the church was a very scanty place. He was talking about how that by this church we can never be poor, we can never be broke, there is wealth here, there is this and all that. One of the women sat down in the church and probably innocently or out of ignorance, just east, and said, once we are done with this same service, we are the one that will have to push your car. She said that years back, only for her to get married later, and then ceasing to give birth to children came, no child was coming. Until one day she began to pray desperately. We're still going to get to such prayer this morning. She began to pray. Remember, we are trying to make sure we do not, when we deal with any subject, we are not leaving any stone unturned. So having finished, in quote, what we say we are finished, it is not like the devil is now saying, yes, they finished, but they didn't touch that area. And that's why we pray on the subject of mercy. Because mercy is a life swipe. Anything you have left behind, mercy comes packing everything together. Are you following what I'm saying now? And the woman said, she began to pray and God opened her eyes. From the moment you said that statement, you activated barrenness. She had been waiting for how many years? I think about 19 as at the time she came out. Are you following what I'm saying? In any way, I activated dryness. I know what I'm saying. Lift your voice loud and clear. Either out of disregard, dishonor, or lack of understanding. My Father and my God, mercy. I ask for mercy. I ask for mercy. Jesus, thou Son of David, please show me mercy. In all the ways I activated dryness, in all the ways I activated pain, in all the ways I've activated smallness, out of anything I've done wrong. Please go ahead. Please, Jesus, show me mercy. Show me mercy. I believe in your word. I believe your word is yes and amen. Show me mercy, Lord. Please pray. PPC family, lift your voice loud and clear, please. Pray this prayer like your life depends on it. Jesus, help me. Help me, Jesus. 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 Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy. Have mercy. I deactivate every activated rubbish by mercy in the name of Jesus. I deactivate every activated nonsense through your mercy. Jesus, thou Son of David, show me mercy. Jesus, thou Son of David, show me mercy. Go ahead, lift your voice loud and clear. Lift your voice loud and clear. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Amen. Now I said to you yesterday, if you have somebody by your right, please hold the person. And I'd like for you to take a step of faith and walk around. Are you following what I'm saying? I said the voice of mercy is also the voice of speed. Now listen, when it comes to the reality of expectation and walking with God, every time the Bible describes our mobility with God, the word the Bible uses is a walk. If speed will come, it will mean that certain things have been missed behind and there is a need for a grace to cover up. Are you following what I'm saying? The same principle that brings speed is the principle that shrinks time. Time ideally should not be shrinkable. It almost looks like God is breaking the principle of his decree. Time functions by God's decree. Because the principle that brings the sun out and the moon in its season is a function of the spoken word. They cannot choose not to come. He has said it, let the sun give light at this season, the moon at this season. If speed will come, it will mean that something is overriding decree. Another decree higher than the decree for one man. You don't understand what I'm saying now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anytime there is speed, there is a protocol that is being broken for your sake. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'd like you to decree loud and clear. Please pray this prayer, and as you pray the prayer, have an understanding. We are not shouting on empty air. No. From this moment, I see unusual speed in all areas. There has been delay. Whether in the area of marriage, please pray. Whether in the area of childbirth, my Father and my God, give me speed. PPC, please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Listen to this. Whenever speed is speaking, what God does is that, let me give you an instance. Somebody that has been delayed promotion in the place of work for years, this person is due for promotion, they will give every other person promotion, not this person. Speed is not just that the fellow now gets double promotion. Speed also includes that all the entitlements over the years that this fellow has not gotten is given at once. Are you following what I'm saying? So there is summation where there is speed. Oh, why is it that it looks like men are scarce? Men are not scarce. You are the one who have not found the will of God. Are you following what I'm saying? When God gives you, look at what happened to the Sabbath of Abraham. I mean, he needed to get a wife for Isaac. He had prayed. Abraham said, "I agree with me, you will not get a wife for my son among these women," blah, 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 and so forth. He asked that God of Abraham will give him what? Speed. That speed could compel Rebecca from home. It's time to go and fetch water now, even if it was not time. See, when it comes to the principle of speed, you can now say if the mountain won't go to Muhammad, Muhammad will go to the mountain. Do you get what I'm saying? If something is happening, you are not even mobile to go there, that thing will come. Once it is speed, the idea is that it happens fast, because now is the time. And let me say this to you. Someone has activated speed, but the man who should run has not generated the energy. From today, I break free from every hold. I have stayed around this mountain for too long. I ask, oh Lord, that the reality of speed begins to function in my life. Please pray this prayer like your life depends on it. From every hold. Please pray. Please pray. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. In Jesus. Now listen to this. I want to give you a body of wisdom by looking at the situation of Nigeria. Can you imagine yourself being declared, let's say for instance, governor-elect of your state? Because something happened, I saw on the news, somebody was declared as the governor-elect, all right, of the state where he came from. It was described as it was given the role of the as the governor-elect. They began to criticize him because immediately the person went and bought and did some logo on the car. So every time this person is now moving, you see governor-elect on the person. People were criticizing him and saying, "Look at Nigeria, we love title, we love this." But I just said to myself, it's because I wish believers will understand it. That if God says you are broken through, even when you have not seen it, you go and put the logo and say it has happened. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
the issue is that you will not see the physical manifestation if the spoken word does not change your heart's capacity. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. From the moment God said, "I have given you speed and I've broken you through," it means legally, it is an illegality for you to now begin to think small. You don't understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes,
when God said, "I've changed your status," to now go back and say, "You know, we can't do this." What work will you give the grace that has just come? What work will you give the reality God said I've released upon you? Now hear what I'm saying now. If there's anyone who has not been given room for the grace to speak, get out of the way now so God can operate. If he said I brought the person, go ahead and rejoice. Don't go ahead and say, "Oh Lord, where would I?" He has said it. Put the logo there. Ah, this is what God has said. Everyone, this is who I am now. This is my reality now. It doesn't matter what was yesterday. From the moment he said it, the reality has changed. Hear me, please. When I saw that, I said, this person understands spiritual principle. He may do it for another motive, but I said, this is also spiritual. If God looks at you and said, "This is my new covenant with you, as we are going through the week of lifting, I have made you lifted." Do you understand what I'm saying? To now leave that same place of prayer and you are still thinking the same way. Nothing changed in your joy. Nothing changed in your expectation. Nothing changed about the way you think. Then you don't know God who said he has lifted you. Because there is no faith if you don't know him. Are you following what I'm saying? Hebrews 11:6. For without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to him must believe that he is. Then he's a rewarder. If you don't know him as the one who is, what? How do you describe the one who is? If he's going to speak for himself as the first person, he will say, he that cometh to me must believe that I am. The same thing he told Moses when he said, who do I tell them? I am. You are going to Egypt, but tell them, I am. He that, are you following what I'm saying? How do you walk out of Egypt? He that cometh to me must believe that I am. Let me tell you the principle of I am. When God said to Moses, tell them I am, it was not a name the Israelite knew. They didn't know God as I am. They only knew him as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So sometimes God will tell them, go and announce something to a territory they have never seen before. And meanwhile, that's the proof they need for you to. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. One of my boys went to a place in Abuja. He said, I want this place, this office. I said, I don't have money, but I want this office. They don't understand that language. Do you understand what I'm saying? What is the meaning of he that cometh to him must believe that he is? Or they say, he that cometh to me must believe that I am. It means that you too, go and check my track record. If I've ever failed, I am. If I've never failed, I am. Do you get what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is that you have been praying from Monday till now about the same thing lifting. What has changed in the capacity of your heart? Is it that God is not speaking as you are praying? If he has spoken, why did you maintain the previous posture? If he said, I have changed this, by now we should expect that the way you carry yourself and the way you see yourself, faith is not just an empty statement. Now that we are seeing the evidence of the faith in the way you carry yourself and the new things you are saying. Not that the old things are saying the same things. Are you following what I'm saying now? Go ahead now and begin to speak based on the new reality. He has said he has given me speed. What are the things you have activated? Beloved, I want to hear your voice loud and clear. Please pray. Please pray. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen, it means if God said, I have brought you wealth, you were praying, you heard it. I have, see, are you following what I'm saying? I have given you wealth. Listen to what I'm saying. What he has said is a word settled in the spirit realm. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Hebrews 1:3, who has blessed us with all what? Spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now you need a reality to convert from that realm to this realm. It's called power. Do you understand what I'm saying? What do you now do? You now understand the book of Hebrews, what's it called? Jude now, verse 20. But ye beloved, build up your most holy faith. Do you want praying in the Holy Ghost? Another question. All right, we rise up like an edifice. And look at what James 5 was saying. He said, the fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous man makes what? Tremendous power available. What is that? When, listen to what I'm saying. God has said it. It is settled. The power is now available to convert from one form to another. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen. He has said it. You picked the reality. You were praying. You knew the visa has clicked. But it not happened physically. What you now do is that you take that report to the place of prayer in tongues. Listen to what I'm saying. The essence of tongues is so that you can rise like an edifice till you see what is settled on the other side. The moment you have heard the word upon which our hands are handled, you see the point where you now land, bam, you make it yours. I'm saying, having made it yours, you are to walk as though it is done. You are not to walk to now walk as though it will be done is to insult the one who said it is done. Listen to what I'm saying. I know without doubt you have heard certain things in your spirit this week, but the problem is that you heard and went back to the same posture you were. You will keep going around the cycle that way, you will not get results. Do you get what I'm saying? If you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, let me tell you, let me be very honest with you. I mean, I remember one of these morning prayers. I did the prayer in pain and agony. I was so sick. I needed to go to the hospital. I called my wife. I said, we need to go to the hospital. You will not hear a pastor say this. But I'm showing you my own testimony of faith. I said we need to go to the hospital now. She said, let's go, please. I know you don't talk like this. As we stepped out of the house, I said, can you give me a minute? I went to the other side of the house. I said, God, I have this covenant. What is happening? While I lay there, I bowed my head, I was praying, I was in distress. Suddenly, I saw what looked like an angel of the Lord descend into our house. And the angel was as tall as the building. Listen to what I'm saying. I remember I was praying to God for help. When that happened, nothing changed in my body. The same symptom was the same symptom. I was in serious pain. I told my wife, I said, we are not going again. I said, God has responded. To see that and go to the hospital is to endanger your life. God will not send more than what he has sent. The moment you have seen it, things have not changed. It has changed. The power that now make it a physical reality is bettered. Once you now adjust to that posture. So do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? If they say you have diabetes, you hear God and said, I have taken away that diabetes. I have taken away that high blood pressure. I have taken away the hypertension. You have not gone to the hospital for check. The moment he says it, everything about your body fluid has heard. Now the next thing they are saying is that God has spoken, but nothing will happen in the physical realm without your permission. What do you say? You now say, but I've not seen any changes. They said, do you get what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. The words God speak can go back to him void in your life if you don't agree with it. Do you understand what I'm saying? The words God said can go back to him void if you do not agree with it. Did he say that he has given you a spouse? Go and rest. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. I told my people in Abuja Church, I said, we are embarking on a building project. The moment I said that statement, listen, we have not found land anywhere. When did we get to Abuja? I said that the following week, having said, and you know me, I will say it as though the land is available. The following week, having said that, 1 acre showed up. 1 acre out of the town. The issue is that God has spoken, but you are thinking based on your own ability. That actually, you know the environment I am. If anybody will even give to this now, this is how they give. God spoke, you are saying this is how they give. God who made the ravens, the most stingy bird, to feed Elijah for 3.5 years. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. It is a dimension of favor that people must like you to do you good. Another dimension is that they do it by God's decree. We don't like him, but this is what we have to do. You will lift your voice loud and clear. You will say it again. Things have changed. I have seen it. You are giving it a voice. Now you know the areas God spoke. You know the areas he's been specific. It changed and I saw it. My experience has changed. I saw it change. I saw it change. Glory! Give it a voice. Give it a voice. Is it your health? Is it an aspect of your life? Give it a voice. Give it a voice. I saw it change. I saw the change come. This is my new normal. You are giving it a voice. Please pray. Please pray. Are you seeing that we are having a major adjustment of our minds and hearts into this reality? Please pray. Please pray. Ekitoro ko siblendi. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Let me tell you something. This is what you don't know. Anytime you see something settled, the devil will come to check what you have seen. And that's why the Bible says that the seed that fell on the rock, look at them that heard the word of God. But what happened? Affliction came. Alright? Trials and tribulation came. Listen, I'm not talking as one who fell from heaven now. That's why I gave you my own experience. Do you get what I remember one time I was sick, I was in the hospital. I've been there for more than... I sat around 4 a.m. I said, Jesus, I've been in distress. Where are you? He said, I've always been here. I said, it's time to discharge me. Myself and Jesus cannot be locked up in the hospital. Was I feeling all the symptoms? Yes. People have come to me with cancer. Listen to what I'm saying. This year alone, at least 3 cases of cancer. I am not telling you cancer of abortion. I'm telling you cancer with medical report. Do you get what I'm saying? Medical report, cancer. I have found out nothing on this in this world that has a name can reject what Jesus has said. Nothing. The problem is that you have rated one sickness above the other. This one is headache, this one is cancer. This one is diabetes. You have more belief about medical report. Particularly if you're a medical person. You say, you know this one is not curable. Jesus is saying he took away infirmity. You say cure. It doesn't cure sickness, it takes it away. Are you following what I'm saying? Cure is that you are repairing. It's that he removes it. It's cancer. It's different level of faith. The issue is that you are holding one tighter than you hold the other. The one who has headache, it is easy for the fellow to receive healing. Somehow in his heart, he thinks headache is within the ability of God. So he said, headache. Okay. It's within his ability. When you see the one who has cancer, say, be healed. Say, this one is not really within your jurisdiction. That is what you say when there is unbelief. Your level will change the moment, no matter how big Satan is. It is nothing compared to the voice of God. You get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is why people struggle. Why people stay around me say, this man, the way he takes step of faith and all that, listen to what I'm saying. Many of the steps I take, at the time I take them, there is nothing I agree that I should take them. I come to church, look at we're building Ibadan, the tent. Everything crashed. People were giving from different parts of the world. This is what we have. We have put everything here. Everything crashed. God told me, he said it will not drag. I will come to church, announce, we are not going to watch this project, we will not drag. It's not going to be delayed, it's not going to be that. Oh boy, God says it, repeat what he says. I'm saying, the reason why you have to repeat it is because your mind must hear from your mouth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your mind needs to hear from your mouth. Real faith at that level is a mind that is set. You know when cement is fixed? That's faith. My heart is fixed, oh Lord. My heart is fixed. That's faith. Do you get what I'm saying? So the problem is that some people believe, this level, God can do this, but this one, all this prophecy they are praying over us, that God will lift you suddenly, you enter into millions. So I believe, but you know, I know where I'm walking. What they pay me is 20,000. What is your problem? Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, remember, we ate meat in Egypt, or we ate leeks, or we ate melon, we ate garlic. Moses said, if it's all the bush, animals, this wilderness, will it be sort of enough to feed these people? All right, I think some theologians will get 20 million. What kind of cow do you want to kill to feed them? But Moses was talking about God bringing all the animals in the wilderness. He was thinking, how long will it take for wind to bring quails? As far as Moses could think, he was not thinking that meat will come from the sky. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm thinking lifting will come from your salary structure. He's saying, all I need to do is to send my wind. Do you get what I'm saying? Some of you have released that proposal over the years. It for this person. That's all. That's the amen. Time.
and others. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is bad. This it is this. Do not know it. And as that is what you want. Have what you want. I beg you in the name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus. I'm taking time to teach as I lead you to pray. So that there is nobody who is left behind. You must understand the way this thing works. Because the moment you don't understand this principle, one time you just say it's come. Out of offense. When people are sharing testimony, you say, you don't mind them. That's how they share testimony. We cuckoo don't know what they are doing. But if you know this principle, you can get results. What are to reality? And walk with that consciousness. Is that okay now? Now, when you understand this, you will know this prayer is not a prayer of God, please do it. This prayer is a prayer of God has. So, establishing in the physical what has been. This is why you cannot pray this prayer with. The moment the word of God, Anna did not have the Holy Ghost. When Eli gave that word, she went away. If God says, I've done this, but you see, for this prayer, it's actually 70. He has done it. You will not see it. Anna, get up from your feet and go your way. Are you following what I'm saying? And begin. Of my child be somewhere by the grace of God, by the grace of God, the child is coming. Do you understand? Because those who fail to announce to are the ones that will come and give an announcement of King your faith. I give you 2 minutes, make an announcement to people around you. This is what God has done. Have you seen my car outside? Have you seen my car announcement? Make an announcement. Make an announcement. This is the reality. A voice. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. In Jesus' name we are praying. You know the fact of this. I'm going to say this finally then, alright? I'm going to give you instruction about tomorrow healing and deliverance service. Listen to what I'm saying. It means you cannot hear God about the matter and still go and borrow for it. The moment you claim to have heard what you have heard, alone is no longer an option. How can God say He has done it? You have rejoiced. Then you just say, this one loan app of 15,000 naira. You say, it's true. What you did is come. This is a whole life. This is a whole life. Once it is settled, you have seen it, you enter into rest. And connected, you know this is your life being laid bare. This is what you needed to have heard since. You wonder, what am I missing? What is the protocol broken? What have I not done? God is saying, have you seen now? Have you seen it? Anna, your word has come. Leave the altar. Go your way. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, will the husband impregnate her on the altar? Do you get what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. It is gone. Leave that place now. Go and lock yourself up. Do you understand what I'm saying? You people are looking at me like you fell from heaven. Do you get what I'm saying? I permit you to understand. Do you get what I'm saying? God said, I've done this, the child have come. Do children come to say? But they activated like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Went out away. And when the husband was trying to touch her, I said, oh boy, it's not business as usual. Say, well, that night they had to discuss, what name will we call our child? Say, his name shall be called somewhere. His name shall be called this. Listen to what I'm saying. Are you having issues where you are having losses? Name it. You can't lose a Samuel. Name it.
They stole your car. When you buy the next car, call it a name. Everything has ears to hear decrees. You get what I'm saying? I'm practically taking you into what happened at Anna's house that night. Listen, look up. Look up. So that night, Elkanah, you're happy tonight and all that. See, so that our boy is coming up. And by the way, you know I'm going to sue him as a seat to the church and all that. And say, okay, so if you want that, so that's what I want and all that. So what name do we call him? Say his name will be called Samuel, this. She named him. You say there's loss before, name it. Sometimes it's so irritating and it's so painful. You tell somebody, we are praying, God tell you has done it. Say, actually, sir, you know, the last time too, that's how this is. Things that insult God. That I'm going to approve. Say, what do you want, sir? I'm looking for a job in Central Bank. President. That okay, I'm going to tell them to approve you. President, one who can decide by one term power, and then say we to as minister for social transport. So, sir, you know, this president, how much more God? Then the proof that you may see is that having received the word, you don't have rest. Do you understand what I'm saying? It means from the moment it is settled in your heart, every, and that's why God can tell in Abraham that I'm going to make you father of nations. And the moment he says, Lord, I believe this, Isaac come. God said, give me Isaac. Because he's going to check what you have believed. And he's going to check what? I believe somebody has received perfect formulas. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? Lift your hands wherever you are. You have not called the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Our every morning prayer is not a waste. It's not in vain. It's not a waste. Lord, these are the things that have happened in my spirit as I pray. These are my reality now. I thank you for releasing it. Having said that, begin to announce to those around you. Start carrying yourself like it. This is what has happened. This is my new status. You may fail, but you can't fail with God. You can't fail with His word. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now we are a minute above our time. We want to really apologize to our YouTube family, for the glitch this morning. By the grace of God, it will all be rectified. But, I mean, distance is no barrier, and I want to thank you for staying through. Praise God. Now, tomorrow, by the grace of God, we are having, healing and deliverance meeting. Going to be explosive. Please invite everyone you know that needs help. See, invite them. You don't have to send a message. I want to invite so and so and so. And watch out the accuracy of God's spirit work. Somebody, one of my daughters invited a young man to church. The guy was trusting God for a job in a bank. Amazingly, she couldn't even wait for the service. I had to follow my wife to go minister somewhere. They were coming on the way and they were listening to the service. And she heard the word. And I gave a word that there's somebody here who is trusting God for a job from GT Bank. The Lord said to tell you it is done. She said she was full of tears. Because she invited him to church. And she quickly had to message, that's your word. That's what the guy said, yes. Tuesday, that same week, he got the job. Do you understand? I like when people see that. This is God working without doubt. Do you get what I'm saying? You will see healing. Look at the woman, who shared her story. Who had the second leg get elongated last week. If your leg didn't grow now, you will know. I like such thing without doubt. Do you get what I'm saying? Without doubt. I went to minister somewhere. And then, there were people who understood spiritual principle. Everyone who came with crutches, with everything, walking aid, in Ella, everyone dropped it. You know this fellow has always been working with this neck collar, working with this. When God takes it away, you can't see. God is said to be doing, to do notable miracles that cannot be denied. All right. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, 6 a.m. Invite them and watch God do his thing. Invite them and watch God do his thing. And I want to say this. I want every member, every PPC family member to propose in your heart. Now get what I'm saying. Propose in your heart as a means of covenant obligation that every month, alright, I'm just going to do this. You are not giving to my account. Are you following what I'm saying? Just propose in your heart. I'm going to tell them to display the account. Just save it. Do you get what I'm saying? Propose in your heart that this, do you get what I'm saying? Just according to his man, as he has proposed in his heart, propose in your heart that this is my token of commitment and I'm going to see that I'm faithful to you. Now this morning, before I pray for you generally, is there somebody connected with us? And if this morning is your first time, we want to welcome you to PPC family. You are specially, can we celebrate them? Specially welcome. Alright? If you are connected to this meeting this morning and you need to give your life to Christ, you know it, that you are not living under the rulership of Christ. You have been living your own life, doing your own things, and there's been conviction in your heart that you need to accept Jesus. Wherever you are, I need you to know that God is speaking specifically about you. And I want you to please put your right hand on your chest. Please put your right hand on your chest. You know it. Yes, you came to pray, but you know beyond this prayer, I need to be serious with Jesus. And say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you came to this world to die for my sins. I believe that you died and you were buried. And on the third day, you rose from the grave for my justification. I accept the gift of eternal life that you have given to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Alright, if you have said that prayer, I'd like for you to please send me a message. Message the contact, alright, on your screen. I don't know if there's any contact with you on the screen. Alright, I want you to send us a message so that I can personally reach out to you. I'm going to send you materials that can help you grow. And by the grace of God, avail you time for you to grow. I can't wait to hear from you. Please send me a message. Alright, don't forget, send your prayer requests, send your testimonies. And yes, let me remind you, the moment the prayer requests you are sending are turned to testimonies, update us. Because sometimes we tell you we are praying for you, but you do not believe that we are praying. Say, how can one man be praying for all these things? When I tell you I'm praying. Please update us. That, oh yes, I sent this as prayer request last week. Because I was praying about some and God said, ask them, I have done it. Alright? And God will strengthen you in Jesus' name. Don't forget, tomorrow is special healing and deliverance meeting. Alright, I stretch my hands towards everyone this morning. I release forth the power by the Spirit of God that convert things beyond being settled in the Spirit to physical manifestation. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The things you have seen, the things you have confessed, the things you have held with your hands in the Spirit, I decree that from this moment they become a physical reality. Amen. They are enabled and enacted in your domain. In the name of Jesus. You will not be stranded. The finger of God touches you right now. Anyone who needs healing, receive healing. Those who need breakthrough, receive breakthrough. Those who need supernatural intervention, receive it now. I decree you are blessed and it is settled. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Welcome to PPC family. I love you with the love of Christ. Can't wait to see you tomorrow morning for special healing and deliverance meeting. Alright? Don't forget, invite everyone you need to invite. God bless you. Have a wonderful day today. Bye.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.